residents of the town of Malden in Whitman County finally know the cause of the fire that destroyed their homes last Labor Day, and they say that knowledge has helped them move forward, but also left them with questions. The agency found that a limb from a damaged ponderosa pine tree hit an Avista power line, sparking the blaze. The fire was fueled by 50-mile-an-hour winds and consumed more than 15,000 acres, including Malden and Pine City. During a town recovery meeting Wednesday night, town leaders shared the results of the Washington State Department of Natural Resources investigation into the fire.
This will allow for there to be some closure in some instances, but also some significant financial help in others. And so I found it very encouraging and look forward to see how the report is useful for the recovery in the future.
That's Mark Posthuma, one of the board members overseeing the recovery effort. A few houses have been rebuilt due to grants and charitable efforts, but many residents are still living in camp trailers and have limited access to showers or laundry. In an email, an Avista spokesperson said the utility is still analyzing the report, but noted the branch came from a tree outside of the utility's maintenance area and does not believe the fire was caused by deficiencies in maintenance equipment or vegetation management practices. Scott Hokanson, a town council member and leader in the recovery effort, said the report left him with mixed feelings. He said he's appreciated Avista's donations and other assistance it's offered to the community, but hopes that now the report is out, they will take more responsibility.
Avista's saying that, you know, this is perfectly fine and this is within their limits of what is okay. Then that says to me, this could happen again to us. This could happen to another community. Yeah, there's a lot of PTSD involved, and you start to wonder, what is safe? You know, do the parameters of these maintenance areas need to be expanded?
He has forwarded the report to Washington's congressional delegation and the governor's office for the state attorney general to review. I'm Rebecca White, reporting.